It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Over the centuries, man has devised countless methods of getting rich. Many of them worked on the presumption that one can get something for nothing. And there's always a sucker willing to believe that that is possible, that you can get something for nothing. Perhaps the most ingenious method of doing this, getting rich while getting something for nothing, was described in an advertisement of a cat and rat ranch. Now stay with me on this one. The 1875 ad appeared in American Treasury. It was a very catchy ad, and here's what it said. Glorious opportunity to get rich. And I can guarantee you, if you read the ad with an introduction like that, it would grab your attention, and it did. Here's the ad. It continued. We're starting a cat ranch in Lacombe with 100,000 cats. Each cat will average 12 kittens a year. The cat skins will sell for 30 cents each. 100 men can skin 5,000 cats a day. We figure a daily profit of over $10,000. Now, that's a pretty good profit today, and it was certainly a good profit back in 1875. It's a good profit in anybody's book. But the ad got more interesting as it continued. Now, what shall we feed the cats? The ad asked. We'll start a rat ranch next door with 1 million rats. The rats will breed 12 times faster than the cats. So we'll have 4 rats a day to feed to each cat. Now, what shall we feed the rats? We will feed the rats the carcasses of the cats after they've been skinned. Now get this, we'll feed the rats to the cats and the cats to the rats and get the skins for nothing. Well, it's a pretty good idea if it would have worked, but it won't work. You don't get something for nothing. Life just doesn't work that way. If you want something from life which you don't have, the best way to acquire it is to work for it. Some things in life you can steal, but after you've stolen them, they still aren't yours. They still belong to the one you stole from. But when you work for that which you want and get it, it's yours. Consider the above bit of foolishness with this story of a lady named Amelia Jenkins of Loxley, Alabama. When she was 41 years of age, her husband died and left her with a $10,000 mortgage on an 80-acre farm. She had 10 children to care for, the oldest only 15 years of age. The family lived on the farm in an unpainted cabin. In that apparently hopeless situation, Amelia decided she'd make a go of it with the help of God. Without any charity or government help, she started working the farm and raising the children. She cleaned the land, planted the crops, chopped and picked the cotton. For years, she saved her money to pay off the debt. Amelia worked hard and prayed for God's guidance. Come Sunday, the family went to church. She saw 7 of her children graduate from college. In 18 years, she saw the farm grow from 80 acres to 1,100 acres. The farm equipment went from bare necessities to the very latest modern equipment. The farm's annual gross income grew tremendously. All of this came to a black mother and her family because of hard work and right living. Amelia Jenkins once said, "Anybody can be somebody. Take what you have and make what you want. It can be done because it has been done." Like we said earlier, the best way to get what you want is to work for it. Anyone should know that you can't feed the cats to the rats and the rats to the cats and come out ahead.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.